Track 8. The Bathing Lakes. This is the site of a bathing lake that was in use from 1876 to 1933. As there were no washing facilities in most homes, thousands of men and boys would come here to wash and bathe. The first bathing lake was hurriedly built to encourage people not to bathe in the canals or the newly constructed boating lake by the Pavilion Cafe. As people bathed naked, it was for men and boys only, and was open in the summer from 4 to 8 in the morning. The flow of water to the lake was not strong enough, and people soon complained that the canal water was preferable because it was cleaner. The pipes were made bigger, but numbers of bathers meant the water was never clean. You can find the old lake near here to the west. In 1876, a much bigger lake was built here, 650 feet long, 6 feet deep, and surrounded by a concrete terrace and eventually diving boards. One morning, 25,000 bathers were counted before 8 a.m. Women demanded a lake too. In 1904, they were given the disused bathing lake as it was surrounded by trees and shrubs, and a changing room was built. The following year, costumes were made compulsory for everyone over 10. Ken Walpole.
This is from 1909. This is a quote from the East London Advertiser. The smaller of the old lakes was converted for the use of children. And in 1909, the paper reported that 5,000 or 6,000 children wait every afternoon, ready to plunge in when the bell goes at 4 p.m. Many of them are barefoot, while their garments are decidedly unpretentious. 4,000 or 5,000 children gathering, waiting for the bell. You can imagine the kind of the mayhem.
The Old English Garden is close by and is well worth a visit. It was developed from a series of 20 beds that were laid out with different plant specimens and used to teach local schools botany. The garden was formally opened on July 19th, 1927. If you walk along the path, you will come to what is now the boating lake. Henry John Bradley.
When we were kids, we'd go in there paddling, like in the summer. And the one further up was a bit deeper. And men used to go over there with their model boats and yachts.
Hilda Slee.
It was lovely. All that, some with sails and some motor ones. It was really, really nice.
In 1904, a Victoria Park model steamboat club was established. Regattas here have attracted competitors to model boat races from all over the world. In 1936, the bathing lakes were closed for health reasons, and the Park Lido opened for swimming. The men's lake was broken up into three smaller sections. Two are now part of the playground, but one survives as a boating lake. Norman Lara.
I'm the chairman of the Victoria Model Steamboat Club. Been the chairman for at least 20 years. I first became over here with my parents when I was a young boy. And that was when I was about 3 or 4 years of age. Coming over here on the bus with my mum and dad, and we should carry the boats over to here, meet all our friends over here, sit down. My mum used to sit down with her friends, and it was just a really good day. I can look out there, I can even see my mum and dad out there now, you know what I mean? When I was about 10 years old, I was running down the lake because the dad's boat went out of control. And as I went round the corner at the top right-hand corner, I missed the corner and went straight in. But yeah, you get wet, don't you? The Victoria Model Steam Club holds 7 world records in either steam or hydroplaning. So we are actually the oldest club in the world. There was always steamboats over here. Even now there is. There's a hell of a lot of steamboats of people of interest of steam. Sailboats went out of here really because of the depth of the water. Because this lake used to be 10 foot deep, but now it's only 2.5 foot deep. We used to have 400 boats here on a Sunday. The whole lake used to be covered with boats all round.
They were magnificent. They really were magnificent. And the men would kind of wear waders and would kind of stand in the middle. And I always thought that was rather moving, that there was this sort of a miniature world in the boating lake that represented that world out there, you know, the world of the docks and of the Thames and of the Empire and, you know, the estuary going out to the rest of the world. I thought that was rather special.